Heavenly Father, we honor you for who you are, God. We're thankful, we're grateful, God, for the power of the living God, the anointing of who you are, God, working in all of our lives. We appreciate you, God, so much. There's not one thing, God, in Jesus' name, that's hidden from you, God, concerning us. You know all about us, our uprising and our downsetting. There's nothing, again, I say, hid from you, God. You know exactly what to do, when to do, and how to do for us, God. So we are speaking, God, to each and every person, God, is able to hear us, see us, or whatever means, God, they're using to connect with us. And we speak by your authority in Jesus' name. The sick is healed today. God, the lost in Jesus' name have decided to say yes to your will and receive you as Lord and Savior. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for filling with the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Ghost, and allowing us to have power so we can, oh God, come against all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means can hurt us. Thank you for everything you have done, God, and again, what you're doing and what you're yet to do in our lives. Now, bless this word, God, as we share this word to your people, God. I ask, God, that you would anoint the word today and cause the hearers to be benefited and blessed and encouraged and strengthened, able to do the will of God moving forward in you. And we give you praise and glory and thanksgiving for this in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. All right. We're taking our thought out of the book of Acts today. And it's the 10th chapter of Acts. And the verse is from the 38th verse of 10th chapter of Acts. Praise God. And we're going to ask our sister Teresa to read that for us, if you would.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Uh-huh.
Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
All right. Thank you so much. So we're taking our thought from those scriptures. Praise God. It's a real simple thought. And I'll kind of try to develop how God gave it to me. But my thought is simply, how God. And I'm going to repeat that again. My thought is, how God. For the third time, for emphasis, the thought is today, how God. So when this scripture came across my path one day, I was searching the word, and this scripture came forth, and I saw it, and I thought, man, that's a powerful, powerful word. And then I thought about the point, how God. Now, this is more of a statement than a question. Most time when something is prefaced with how, normally it's like a question. But here's more of a statement or a declaration, praise God, about God. And it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. I'm going to talk about those two things as well. The Holy Ghost is the person of God. It's the not just the attitude of God, but it's the very person of God. In the Godhead, there are three distinct anointings in the Godhead. One is the Father, one is the Son, and one is the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. So it says here how God, he anointed Jesus. And that word anointing, praise God, is a word that has a connotation of the smearing, praise God, upon or the rubbing upon. So anointing is the Spirit of God rubbing, praise God, allowing himself, praise God, to put himself upon someone. And so he anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Now, the word Nazareth here, praise God, is about a city, praise God, that actually was considered a city that was insignificant, really had no distinct, praise God, greatness about it. It was considered really something, praise God, that was looked on in a negative way. And we're going to turn to the book of St. John chapter 1. In verse 46, I'm going to have sister, praise God, Teresa to read that for me. I don't think it's going to be on the screen, honey. I think you're going to have to read it from the from your Bible there. Because I didn't give that scripture to him. I think she's reading from the
St. John, chapter 1, verse 46. Nazareth, exclaimed Nathanael, can anything good come from there? Just come and see for yourself, Philip declared.
All right. So here, and this is she's reading from the New Living Bible there, and it says, Nazareth, is any good thing can come out of Nazareth?
Right. Amen.
And so here, the distinction is that Nazareth was, again, a place that was considered unimportant, considered insignificant. And when the Lord began to deal with me about this scripture and I was looking at it, and again, I want to kind of take my time to explain what the Holy Spirit was doing as I began to read this thing, and I began to think about, all right, we're looking at Nazareth being a city that had no distinctions, kind of like what we would call the low end of an area, a place where the refuse are, that place where the derelicts are, something that's not that important. And the question again, is there any good thing that can come out of here? And then when we see in Acts chapter 10, the verse speaks that Jesus of Nazareth, he was from that insignificant place, but he was not insignificant. Praise God. And I want to make sure that you understand, I don't care your status in life, you are not in the eyes of God insignificant. You're very important to God.
Yes.
Praise God. I don't care whether you're, praise God, the head of the bank or the janitor of the bank. I don't care, praise God, if you are the professor of the university, praise God, or you work in the university. It matters not your status in life. God calls you significant.
Yes.
So here in Acts, he said, how God, he anointed or he put his approval, praise God, or he rubbed upon, praise God, Jesus with his anointing oil, praise God, so that he would be able, praise God, to operate in the Holy Ghost and with power. Again, the Holy Ghost, I want to talk about that for a moment. The Holy Ghost is the very person of God. It's exactly who God is. And I want to make another point about Jesus. Again, I need to take my time.
Take your time, sometimes
I get in a little rush here. But Jesus, I want you to know, he was considered somebody that was very unimportant. Many of you are probably aware of his birth. It was very insignificant. Praise God. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Praise God. He was born in a manger, out in, praise God, a stable area where animals were. Praise God. Even though he was royalty, but he came not to the earth, praise God, operating in the sense of royalty. And Jesus actually was born again in the womb. He was born again before he came into the earth. Praise God. He took on the nature of humanity, but he was God, praise God, in that fleshly body. One scripture calls Emmanuel, God with us. So he was God in a human body. Praise God. And he said, how God anointed. He anointed, he approved, praise God. He rubbed, praise God, the approval upon this Jesus, praise God, of this insignificant place called Nazareth, praise God. And he anointed him with the Holy Ghost, with the very person of God. And I want you to know, Jesus, praise God, didn't come here, praise God, with all that he possessed, so to speak, with all that he had far as he as the heavenly realm. He did not come into the earthen realm with any of that. He came lowly. He came, praise God, humbly. He came, praise God, just as a servant, even though he was the King of Kings, and he was the Lord of Lords, and he was the great I Am, and he was the Shepherd of the sheep. But he didn't come with any distinction. He came lowly, praise God, and came out of this place, this insignificant place, called Nazareth, but God anointed him with the Holy Ghost, the very presence of God, the very person of God. And God wants to do the same for you and I. It makes no difference, praise God, your ethnicity, praise God, your background. It makes no difference, praise God, where you're born, whether you're born in America, praise God, where you're born in Russia, praise God, where you were born in Africa. It makes no difference. You belong to God. It's God that allowed the seed of your father to go into the womb of your mother. And while that process was taking place, praise God, one scripture says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
That's in the book of Psalms 139, around the 14th verse. He said, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that my soul knows right well. We want you to have the awareness and the consciousness of who you are in God. Praise God. I don't care where the world has put you down and make you feel like you're not worth that much, but God says you are worthy. Praise God. God says you are valuable. God says that you have an anointing, praise God, that comes from him, praise God, and is the very person of himself upon you, that you can do good, that you can go about, praise God, ministering to the people who have needs, praise God, the situations and the circumstances in your community. Praise God. I pray that God would help us as sons and daughters of God in this time of pandemic and this time, praise God, of uproar, praise God, the loss of a man's life. Praise God. I pray that we'll operate as true sons of God and bring peace into the earthen realm, speaking peace, not violence, speaking love, not hate, talking about the things that pertain to the kingdom of God, anointing by God to do good, praise God, and to heal all that are oppressed by the devil. Praise God. We have an assignment, church. We have an assignment to help this world. This world doesn't know what to do. Praise God. This world is not aware. It's looting is not the answer, praise God, to the issue and to the problem of hatred. Looting is not, praise God, the solution. Praise God. The solution to all this is love. Love is the thing that conquers hate. The Bible says that love is stronger as death. Praise God. There's no power greater than love. There's nothing, praise God, more, praise God, valuable than love. The Bible lets us know that God is love. Praise God. And so God wants us to be aware how to operate in this powerful anointing, praise God, that comes from the Holy Ghost and the power that comes with it. Now, that word power here is translated dunamis or dynamite. Praise God. God has given us a person of himself, and then he's given us dynamite. Dynamite to blow up everything that's not like God. To blow up everything that comes against, praise God, the peace of God. To blow up everything, to get rid of everything, praise God, that doesn't allow, praise God, children, praise God, white and black, rich or poor, young or old, praise God, brown or yellow, to come together and to love one another. Praise God, to really value each other, to understand that we all have the same blood running in our veins. Our skin may be of one color, but our blood is the same. Praise God. Whether it's A, B positive, whether it's O negative, praise God. But you have blood that's running in your vein, praise God. A black man has it. A white man has it. Praise God. A yellow man, a red man, praise God. A brown man has the same blood running in his vein. And the blood is the life flow of the flesh. Praise God. The life, praise God, of the flesh is in the blood. And it's the blood of God that cleanses us from all the powers of sin. All right, let me slow down here a bit. Praise God. Again, I'm kind of excited. I'm thankful to God. But again, the thought that God gave me was, how God? And I thought about, how God? In other words, it's not a question how God did it, but it's a statement of how God did it. So God, he anointed someone that looked like was not important in the earthen realm. Praise God. But let's go to the book of Psalms, and we're going to conclude as we go through this chapter, and I'm going to have all of the verses read. Praise God, the 26 verses in Psalms 136. And I have Sister Teresa to read those verses for me, if you would. Verse number one of Psalms 136.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
It said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
For he is good.
Why? Because he's good. Give thanks unto the Lord because God is good. Mm-hmm.
For his mercy endureth forever.
His mercy endureth forever. Not just for the little space of time.
Forever.
But it is, praise God, enduring forever. From now on, his mercy is there for you. Praise God. When you need his help, his mercy is there for you. When you're up against, praise God, situations and circumstances beyond your control, his mercy endureth forever. I want you to know the Lord, he is good. And this is how God was able to anoint Jesus, because God, he is good. The Lord is good. Let's go to verse number 2.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of God.
Uh-huh. He's the God of gods.
For his mercy endureth forever.
In other words, he's over everything. He's the God of God. And his mercy endureth forever. How did he do what he did? Because he's the God of God. How did he anoint Jesus of Nazareth, somebody that was insignificant? Because he's the God of God. He rules over everything. There's nothing, praise God, beyond his scope. He's able, he's capable. There's nothing hid from him. He sees, praise God, in the darkness like it's light. Praise God, the darkness cannot hide anything from him, because he looks in the darkness and he sees light. When he created the world, praise God, he called light out of darkness. Praise God. Our God is a God of gods. All right, let's go to the next verse. Verse number 3.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. He's not only God of gods, but he's the Lord of lords. The Lord here represents authority. He is the greatest authority. He is the Lord of lords. Read on.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Again, that verse says his mercy endureth forever. He is, praise God, the supreme authority. Praise God. When the doctor says, praise God, through his understanding that you have cancer, praise God, you only have 6 months to live. When he says, praise God, that you have sugar diabetes, praise God, and there's no cure for you. When he tells you you have rheumatoid arthritis, praise God, and you have to have this the rest of your life. I want you to know that the Lord, praise God, of lords is in control. And that's God, our Father, praise God. He's in control of everything. He allows, praise God, his spirit, praise God, to arrest situations and circumstances. And let me take a quick rabbit trail. Praise God, I don't know how many of you knew this, but in 1990, I was afflicted with rheumatoid arthritis and given a sentence by the doctor that I would not be able to be cured from this. Praise God, and I suffered for 3 years from 1990 to 1993. But I began to read the word, and I began to confess the word over my body. Yes, praise God, I was thankful for the doctors and the pills that gave me, praise God, that allowed me to have some comfort, praise God. But as I took the pills on a regular basis, I read the word on a regular basis. I confessed the word, praise God, that said that I was healed. Praise God, I confessed what God said about my situation. Praise God, that he, praise God, was my healer. Praise God, that he had already died. Praise God, that I could be healed. Praise God, he was hung up on the cross. And the Bible said, by his stripes that I'm healed. And I had to confess that even though I was yet in pain for 3 years, praise God, I confessed the word at least 3 times a day, praise God, confessing that I was healed. Praise God. Yes, it seemed like a futile effort. Seemed like nothing was taking place. No matter what I said, I was still in pain, but I continued to say what God was saying in his word. Praise God, because I knew he was the Lord of lords. He was a supreme authority. And I began to speak what he said. And I said I was healed. Praise God, even though the pain was still there. Even though I couldn't hardly walk and couldn't even button my shirt. Praise God, and couldn't open a pop can, praise God, without straining. But God, praise God, allowed me to speak his word. Yes, it took 3 years. That was in 1990, praise God, to 1993. And this is the year 2020. And I thank God that God completely healed me in 1993, which has been 17, praise God, years ago. And I praise God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, 27 years ago. Praise God. And God healed me from that arthritic condition because he was the Lord of Lords. And he is the Lord of Lords. And he will be the Lord of Lords. There's no, praise God, situation or circumstance that he cannot handle. All right, let's go to the next verse, verse number 4.
To him who alone doeth great wonders.
To him who alone, he doesn't need any help to do what he wants to do. He doesn't need you. Praise God. He doesn't need me. He does it all by himself. Praise God. Moses asked him, when God asked him to go and speak, he said, well, who can I say sent me to speak? He said, well, just say that I am sent you, because I am what I am. Right. Praise God. I'm alone. I don't need any help. He says, praise God. He's able by himself to do great wonders. Praise God. Read the conclusion of that verse.
For his mercy endureth forever.
His mercy endureth how long?
Forever.
His mercy endureth how long?
Forever.
His mercy endureth how long?
Forever.
All right, let's go to verse number 5.
To him that by wisdom made the heavens.
He made wisdom. Excuse me. By wisdom, rather, he made the heavens. Uh-huh.
For his mercy endureth forever.
He is so wise. He knew what to do, praise God, to cause the heavens, praise God, to be in the position that they needed to be in, praise God, because his mercy endureth forever. Now we're going to verse number 6.
To him that stretched out the earth above the waters.
Then he stretched out the earth, praise God, above the waters. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. Glory to God. So he just stretched out, praise God. Hallelujah, his arm and his, praise God, and the things got into place as they ought to get in place. All right, read verse number 7.
To him that made great lights,
he made
for his mercy endureth forever.
All right, he made great lights. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. Let's break down these lights that he made. Let's look at verse 8.
The sun to rule by the day.
He made the sun that would rule by the day.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Because his mercy endureth forever. He made these great lights, praise God. And he made the sun, praise God, to rule by the daylight, praise God. And not only does it rule, praise God, it gives us heat, praise God. It allows, praise God, things to develop and things to grow. Isn't it amazing, God, how powerful the sun is, but how God set it in a position, praise God, that it will not, praise God, cause us, praise God, any harm or any danger unless, praise God, we're not wise and sit out, praise God, in front of it for hours at a time, praise God. But he understands how, praise God, to do what is necessary to cause the sun to shine, praise God, on the plants, praise God, that are put in the ground, praise God, and cause us sun, praise God, to cause that seed to develop, praise God, if it was a seed of corn, develop into a stalk, and the stalk develops into the ear of corn, and from one seed, you get several different ears, praise God, and glory to God, and then you have food, praise God, so that you can be sustained in the earthen realm. God, his mercy endureth forever. All right, let's look at verse, I think it's number 10 now, number 9, okay, verse number 9.
The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever.
And then he made some other lights, the moon and the stars, praise God, to shine at night. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. He allows, praise God, the stars to lead and guide by night. The moon, praise God, to lead and guide by night. It's not as powerful as the sun, praise God, but it allows, praise God, you and I to be able to navigate, praise God, if we have to be out in a night season. All right, let's read verse number 10.
To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn,
uh-huh,
for his mercy endureth forever.
Now this was a time, praise God, that the Pharaoh would not let the people of Israel go to worship their God. And he has sent many, many plagues, but each plague Praise God, they would act like they were going to let them go. But when the plague was lifted, they wouldn't let God's people go. Finally, praise God, the Lord told them to put, praise God, the blood, praise God, which represented the blood of Jesus on their doorpost. And he was going to send a death angel, praise God. And the death angel would pass over those, praise God, who had blood applied to their doorpost. And that death angel, praise God, was coming to kill the firstborn of Egypt. Whether it be a firstborn, praise God, in the king's house, or whether it be a firstborn of cattle, it made no difference. Praise God. Praise God. They woke up and everybody, praise God, in the house, the cattle, praise God, and all the different, praise God, animals, their firstborn were dead. Praise God. Finally, it got, praise God, Pharaoh's attention. He realized, I've got to let God's people go. Praise God. So he let them go because he, praise God, he smoked Egypt, praise God, in their firstborn, and his mercy yet endures forever. Are we going to go to verse number 11?
And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever.
And even in the midst, praise God, of that pandemic, in the midst, praise God, of that calamity, he brought Israel out, praise God, because his mercy endureth forever. And he's with his children. Praise God, he's with you wherever, praise God, you have to go. Praise God, yes, I believe that we ought to obey the laws of the land. Praise God, yes, praise God, we should be wearing masks when we're out. Praise God, but I don't want us to panic. I don't want us to get caught up, praise God, and think, praise God, that this thing, praise God, causes us fear. I'm not fearful of what the devil has done. I'm not fearful what the enemy is trying to do in God's earth, because I am a child of God, and I know God's mercy endures forever. He's got my back. He's got my front. He's got my side. Praise God. He's got my children and my children's children. Praise God. And their children. He is taking care of everything because his mercy endures forever. Don't forget who God is in this situation. Don't forget the power of God. Don't forget the ability of God. Don't forget the strength of God when we're going through what we're dealing with and what we're going through. Understand, God's mercy endureth forever. Amen. All right, verse number 12.
With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever.
All right, he delivered them with a strong hand, praise God. Glory to God. And he stretched out his arm, praise God, because his mercy endured forever. He showed, praise God, Israel how to leave, praise God, that area. And he was taking them to another place, to the promised land. Praise God. He allowed, praise God, them to follow him, praise God, as he was a pillar of fire by night and a cloud in the daylight. All right, let's go to verse number 13.
To him which divided the Red Sea into parts,
For
his mercy endureth forever.
And we see that his mercy again endured forever because he divided the Red Sea, the deep Red Sea, praise God, because Pharaoh, praise God, got so angry, he tried to pursue them. Praise God, he tried to overcome them. He tried, praise God, to kill them. Praise God. So he followed after them, and God would let the pillar of fire again lead the children of Israel by night, praise God, and a cloud in the daytime. Praise God. And when they got to the Red Sea, he allowed a strong wind, praise God, to blow all night long. Praise God. And it separated the waters from the waters and appeared dry land. Praise God. And the children of Israel were able to go, praise God, across the Red Sea as he divided the waters from the waters, and he parted the Red Sea, and they were able to go through on dry ground. I want you to know, I don't care what's going on in your life. Maybe you have a Red Sea in front of you, but I guarantee you God is with you. He's not going to let you fail. He's not going to let you have to fold in. He's not going to let you, praise God, have to throw in the towel. He's got a way for you to escape. Just trust in him. Believe in him. Praise God, because he's able, he's capable. He has all the power that's necessary to get you from one place to another. I'm reminded of Peter, praise God, when Peter were on the boat, praise God, and Jesus, praise God, had left the boat, praise God, and he was walking on the water, and they looked and they were afraid, and they said, praise God, what is this coming on the water? And praise God, and Jesus said that it was him, and Peter said, Lord, if it's you, then bid me to come. And just by the mere word, praise God, of come, Peter was able to get out the boat, praise God, and begin to walk on the water. But the only thing that defeated him, he began to look at his circumstance. He began to look at his situation, praise God. He began, praise God, to think, why am I able to walk on this water? Praise God. And the next thing you know, he began to sink. But he had the presence of mind and say, Lord, save me. And the Lord reached down and picked him up and told him, hey, why do you have such little faith? But they didn't swim back to the boat. Praise God. They walked back to the boat. I want you to know that God will let you walk on water if there's a necessity. I want you to know God will take care of your situation. No matter what you're dealing with, what you're going through, God is there for you. Glory to God. I feel like preaching today, y'all. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's go to verse number 14.
And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever.
Now, he made the Red Sea to part, divided the Red Sea, and then he allowed Israel, the church, to pass through the midst of the water. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. Okay, let's look at verse 15.
But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever.
Again, Pharaoh was so mad, he finally caught up with them. And he seen them walking through the dry ground as a river had parted, praise God, because of the power of God. So Pharaoh said, well, I'm going to get him. So he rolled into, praise God, with his chariots into the Red Sea, into the dry ground. Praise God. But the problem was that he didn't have God on his side. And when he got in the midst of the Red Sea and the children had got to the shore, praise God, God let the wind come back and God let the waters, praise God, come back and drown Pharaoh in the Red Sea. And I've heard people, praise God, you know, intellectuals like to try to figure out things. Praise God. I just believe what God said. But I'm going to go with what the intellectual said. The intellectual said, well, the Red Sea wasn't that deep. The Red Sea didn't have that much water in it. Praise God. Initially. So even when he dried up the Red Sea, praise God, let him walk through dry ground. Praise God, there wasn't that much water. Well, I say, if that is true, which I know it's not, but I'm just going to say, if that is true, let me understand, how did God drown Pharaoh in a little bit of water? How did God drown Pharaoh and his army in a little bit of water? Praise God, in a little pool of water. Praise God. Either way, God is merciful and his mercy endures forever. God is in control. All right, let me go to the next scripture here. Glory to God.
To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever.
Now, he not only overthrew Pharaoh, but he led his people through the wilderness. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. Unfortunately, because of their unbelief, they couldn't enter into the promised land. Praise God, Joshua and Caleb was the only one that had a good report. They saw the same thing that the other spies saw. There were 12 spies that went out. 10 of them came back with an evil report saying, yeah, the land is full of big, big, wonderful fruit. But we looked also, there are huge giants in the land. And we looked at ourselves and we're like grasshoppers. But Caleb and Joshua said, yeah, that is the report. We saw the giants in the land, and we saw the huge fruit, but we realized that we're well able to take them because we have God on our side. You've got to look at God and not your situation. Don't let the devil make you focus on the situation, praise God, wherever it might be. Focus on God. God is bigger than anything. I heard someone say that in that Psalms 23, where it says that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. And I understand, praise God, I don't care who else is there. God is the biggest thing in the valley. God, praise God, is the strongest thing in the valley. I don't care how much depression comes at you, baby. Praise God, understand. The Bible says if I can keep my mind on him, he'll keep me in perfect peace. I'm not saying that you should never take a pill, praise God, to help yourself with anxiety, praise God. But the problem with pills, you'll get hooked on the pills, praise God, and you'll have another issue, praise God. So take the pills if you have to for a little short time, but begin to focus on God. Keep your mind on the Lord, because instead of getting addicted to the pills, let's get addicted to the power of God. And he said, if you keep your mind on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. All right, let's go to the next scripture here.
To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever.
Now, he smote great kings. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. We're going to take a look at these kings here. Let's look at verse 18.
And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever.
He slew great kings and famous kings, because his mercy endureth forever. Okay, let's look at verse 19.
Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever.
Now, Sihon was a king of the Amorites. Now, when we look at the word Amorite up, it is a bitter place. It is a place of rebellion. It's a tempestuous place. It's a place of babbling. Praise God. So Sihon was a king of the Amorites. But God, praise God, dealt with Sihon, even in his position, praise God, because his mercy endured forever. That is our God. All right, let's look at the next verse.
And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever.
Now here's another king, a king of Bashan, praise God. And his mercy, God's mercy, endureth forever. Now that was another place, praise God, where there was a lot of things going on. In fact, they were very close to Sihon and close to the Amorites. In fact, it was also an Amorite, praise God, a king, praise God. And he said that his power and his greatness, praise God, shined in Bashan. But God's mercy endured forever. So he took care of those kings, praise God. And those kings were great in their time. They were famous in their time. And there are situations, praise God, that's going on, praise God, in our lives. COVID-19, praise God. Yes, a great, praise God, pandemic. But guess what? God's mercy endures forever. He'll take care of COVID-19. Praise God. He will allow you, praise God, to get through this dilemma. He'll allow you to get through this situation. Praise God, because his mercy endureth forever. Don't let this thing, praise God, cause you to be operating in fear. All right, let's go to verse 21. We don't have a few more verses reading, and we'll be done. Go ahead.
And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever.
Now, what they own, God gave that land to the people of God for an inheritance, because his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Don't worry about, praise God, the wicked prospering, because God said that the prosperity of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Baby, it's about to be your turn. In fact, maybe I should say it is your turn. It's your turn to be blessed. It's your turn to have prosperity. It's your turn to be in health, even as your soul's prosper. It's your turn to see God move. It's your turn to be blessed when you come and blessed when you go. It's your turn, praise God, for heaven. Praise God, the blessing of God to overtake you. It's your turn, praise God, to see God. Hallelujah. Bless you on the right hand and on the left. It's your turn to see God moving on your behalf. It's your turn to see your children, praise God, coming out of darkness into the marvelous light. You put them up before the Lord. Yeah, and many times they're not going in the direction you want to see them go, but it's your turn, baby, praise God, to see, praise God, the glory of God in the land, praise God, of the earthen realm. All right, let's go to the next verse here.
Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever.
He said he's giving you that inheritance, praise God. A heritage for Israel, for the church. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. Mm-hmm. Read on, chapter 20, verse 23.
Who remembered us in our low estate, uh-huh, for his mercy endureth forever.
Don't think God has forgotten you. He has remembered you, praise God, because his mercy endureth forever. He has not forgot his promise to you. He's not forgot what he said he was going to do for you. Those that live upright, he hasn't forgotten what he said he's going to do to benefit and to bless you. Praise God. Lord, let's look at verse 24.
And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever.
To redeem means to be brought back, to be bought back. Praise God. And he said he redeemed us from our enemies. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. All right. 25.
Who giveth food to all flesh.
He giveth food. Hallelujah.
For his mercy endureth forever.
He giveth food to all flesh. Because his mercy endures forever. He's not going to let you starve. He's not going to let you go hungry. He giveth food to all flesh. David said it this way. He said, I was once young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed having to beg bread. All right, let's read verse number 26 now. This is the conclusion.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven.
Let's give thanks unto him.
For his mercy endureth forever.
We want to give him thanks because his mercy endureth forever. So the reason I chose the topic, how God, is because here is 26 verses of his authority and his power. And that's how he was able, praise God, to anoint, praise God, Jesus, praise God, who's looked on as somebody that wasn't that great and wasn't that special and came from a city called Nazareth. And he anointed, praise God, with the greatest gift that a man can possess. That is the Holy Ghost or the person of God. Not only did he give him the Holy Ghost, but he gave him power or the ability, praise God, to blow up situations, dynamite, praise God, to be able to handle issues and circumstance and situation. Praise God. Have you been praying for your daughter? Have you been praying for your son? Have you been praying for your grandchildren to see them come in out of the darkness into the marvelous light? But I want you to know that his mercy endures forever. So how did God do it? He did it because he's got all power in his hand. Praise God. He did it because he has all ability. Praise God. There's nothing, praise God, that he cannot do. There's no situation he cannot handle. Praise God. The only thing that God can't do, he can't lie and he can't die. Other than that, praise God, he's able to do all things. Scripture, praise God, in Ephesians, said he's able to do exceeding abundant above all you can ask or think, according to the power that he lets work in you. There's a power in you, baby, praise God, that rules, praise God, in the kingdom of men. There's a power down inside of you, baby, praise God, that allows the Holy Ghost, praise God, to work on your behalf. Every situation, every circumstance, everything going on in your life, praise God, you're not being treated right on your job. Guess what God will do? Praise God, he'll make the boss, praise God, have to leave, praise God. He'll make your supervisor. If that person is not handling you right, he'll make that person have to go to another place. Hallelujah. Whatever, praise God, Now, hallelujah, that God has to do, whether he move you off the job or give you a better job. Praise God. He gonna work on your behalf because his mercy endureth forever. So how did God do it? He did it because he has the power and the ability. Woo! Glory to the Lamb of God. I'm gonna pray at this time. Now, I want to say to those who are seeing us or hearing us, praise God, I want you, praise God, to take this opportunity, if you don't know God, that is in the pardon of your sin. If you haven't committed to God and haven't asked God to come into your life to be your Lord and Savior, I would like for you to do that now. I would like for you to ask God into your life. Now, we'll say some words, praise God, but you don't have to say exactly what we say. It's just kind of a little formula. Praise God, that will help you maybe understand this process. And first, it's acknowledging God, saying, like, Lord, thank you for who you are. Lord, I come to you recognizing that I am a sinner and I need you to save me. When I say that, I'm going to stop here for a moment, try to explain what I'm saying. When you say that you're a sinner, that means that you have missed the mark. That is, you have not allowed God to take care of your sin nature. You haven't asked him to come into your heart and take care of the sin nature. It's not something you have to jump, run through hoops and all those kind of things. God may have you do that. You know, everybody's different. He's going to do it individually. Praise God. But you need to recognize your sinful situation. You may say, well, I'm a good person. That has nothing to do with it, honey. Being good has nothing to do with being truly born again. Goodness will never get you into the place that God wants you to go. Because he said all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So all of us need God to forgive us for our sin. And he's willing and just and wants to forgive you. Just wants you to ask. So you ask him for forgiveness, then you accept him. You believe, praise God, in your heart. Praise God, that he was raised from the dead. Then you confess with your mouth, praise God, your own deliverance or your salvation, praise God, and you will be saved or you will be delivered. As simple as that. Confess with your mouth salvation and believing in your heart, not in your head, but in your heart, praise God, that God had raised Jesus from the dead. When you do that, praise God, you're saved. Again, you may have a more dramatic thing, praise God, happen to you. Praise God, then you may not. Maybe just these words that I say, maybe, praise God, that all that you have, but just believe what I say. You will believe what I'm saying to you. Praise God, whether you feel a dramatic thing or not, it's a done deal for you. Accept what God has done. And then get tied in with a local ministry wherever you live. Get tied in with a local ministry so you can be taught how to appropriate what you just received. We certainly would love to have you here at Deliverance Temple. We're located at 720 East 2nd Street in the city of Muncie, Indiana. The zip is 47302. You can contact us by phone or 765-282-9290, which is the church's number. Praise God. And somebody will be able to get back with you and try to help you to grow in the things of God. And we appreciate you, praise God, tuning us in. And we pray that God would bless you. And we thank you again for your coming. And we're trusting in God has met your need, whatever it was, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Thank you, God. Amen.